Welcome to the call for the first time. Happy to have Robert Prunty, the head coach of Hampton University, on the call. Good morning, coach, or good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Before we talk about Saturday night, how has camp gone for your team, and how are you feeling about your group heading into the year?
I feel good. I feel great about it. Young men are working hard and, you know, really bonding and a great attitude. We had a great camp.
Saturday night, being able to open at home against a traditional rival, how excited are your guys to get going?
You know, they're very excited. You know, anytime, you know, football season starts and you put all that work in with all season and stuff. So they're very excited. But also being Howard, being such a big rivalry, you know, the hype behind the Battle of the HU has been going on for about 100 years. So really excited. And, you know, we got a lot of guys from the Maryland DMV area and stuff. So it'll be good. It'll be good.
To talk about your first, before I get to my question, Marty's got a question for you. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Marty.
Wanted to start by asking, you mentioned Howard University, and it's been a few years since you've been in the MEAC, and now you're in the CAA. I know not too many years ago that was as big a game as Hampton had on its schedule other than Norfolk State. How big is it on the campus and for the football players now?
It's huge. It's huge. Even back when I played here, we played Howard. It was big then. The freshman class just got here. We're having a pep rally on Friday, so that gives you an idea of the magnitude of this game. It's a lot of excitement, you know, and once again, what I said earlier, you know, goes back to the Battle of the HUs, and everyone is really excited about it and having a chance. And then, and also, you know, Howard coming down to play here at Armstrong Stadium. So we're really fired up about it.
Talk a little bit, if you will. I know you've had a lot of position battles in camp this year. Are there any of them that you want to talk about, guys, that have emerged from some of those position battles that you're really excited about for Saturday and beyond?
You know, all the players have really been doing well. I don't really have no one really emerging. I think my biggest thing is focus on the team concept and playing together as a team, but there haven't been no one that's just really standing out. I think, again, it's that, to me, for us to be successful here at Hampton, we're going to have to play as a team.
Thanks.
Coach, we talked a little bit several weeks ago at Media Day. Offensively, obviously, Jacobs and Elijah have gotten a lot of attention, and I'm sure you know what you're getting from them, but some holes and some new faces around them. Who at the quarterback position has emerged, and maybe some of the other offensive skill positions?
Right. You know, we have three quarterbacks. I mean, it's been a battle. We're hoping to name one within the next 2 days, but it could go up to game day. Sofian Masuda transferred from the University of Houston, Malcolm Mays from Kilgore Junior College, and Chris Zellers, who's been on the roster for 2 years. The thing here is that we don't have no experience. These guys haven't played. They're talented, but we haven't played. So as far as in an official FCS game. So, you know, once again, we're letting these guys battle it out. But it's been exciting. It's been exciting just to see them with this friendly battle that they're having and stuff. And we'll make a decision, like I say, in the next couple of days, and if not up into game day. And I've really been impressed with our young receivers. I really like Kamari Gray, young man from this area, from Phoebus High School. He's really stood out for us, and along with Amon Vincent, a guy who I've been waiting to step up. He's another receiver that I really like, and I like the offensive line, and the way these guys are playing together. We just don't have one superstar other than, you know, of course, Brandon Hardy was all Big South player, but you know, I think that he's really showing some leadership, and that's what we've been waiting on. I really like the way this young bunch is coming on offense, the way these guys are buying into the system of our offensive coordinator, Zach Patterson, You know, so I really like that side. And so I'm really impressed with it. Now on the defensive side, we got, you know, we got a lot of just a lot of bonding, you know, with a new coordinator and Chris Cautions, who's been around, and he does a great job of, you know, with coming in and putting his scheme in, and it's been great.
How different are you guys going to look defensively with Coach Kosh, and then maybe touch on some guys defensively who have really had standout camps?
Yeah, well, I mean, we haven't changed, and we'll look the same. We'll look the same. Nothing different.
Got a little chance to take a sneak peek at Howard with them playing last week. How helpful is that as a coach, or, you know, what were you able to learn from that one?
Well, you know, just watching it on TV, of course, there's no film, you know, because of the conference day, and we weren't able, you know, to get in the film on them. You always want to see them from the tight copy and the wide copy and stuff. But, you know, being able to watch him run around, man, I mean, I think Larry, you can really see the job Larry have done a great job with them based on from last year to this year. You know, I thought the defense played fast, especially early. You know, they brought a lot of blitzes and stuff, and they played with a lot of energy, especially in the D-line, a lot of movement up front. Really liked the job that as far as seeing those guys from based on last year and this year. And then also offensively, those guys are explosive. Those running backs, they got three running backs that's really good, and they got a couple of tight ends, and I thought play well. And they got two receivers, and the quarterback Quinton Williams. You know, he's an all conference guy. Been that for the last 3 years, and very smart guy. I mean, Larry has done a great job with that program in the last 2 years, and you can really see it.
Got a follow up question from Marty. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, Coach. Getting ready to start Saturday. Is there any different feel for you or any different feel on the campus, you know, starting your first season as a CAA program?
You know, man, everyone is ecstatic. I mean, ecstatic to be in the CAA. I mean, that's desperate. I mean, just to be able to be a member now of it and actually getting ready to start. But then when you add Howard in there with our new president here now, I mean, there's a lot of excitement for, and then having Howard be our first game and, you know, the historic arrival coach back, I say, like, again, over 100 years. So it's just a lot of excitement around the program, and everyone is ecstatic about having the opportunity to play Hampton the first game.
Thanks.
All right, before I let you go, what's the biggest thing that you want to see from your group on Saturday night? What are some of the keys for your team to come out on top?
You know, I think, Rob, what we got to do is we got to play hard, but we got to play smart.
All right. Well, good luck on Saturday night against Howard, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.